Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hey, teacher friends. Thank you for tuning in to another episode on our Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm the creator of Teaching Autism. Today on the podcast, I am really excited to be talking all about movement breaks with you all. I get asked so often about movement breaks. What are they? How can I use them? Why should I use them? Do they have any real benefits? Where can I find movement breaks? Are my students even too old to use movement breaks? And I used to reply to these individually, and that's when I decided this will be another great episode for me to share on the podcast with you all so that I can answer these questions all in one go and you can all have access to it as well. So I put together all the questions that I've been asked from you guys over the last few months that relate to movement breaks, and I've turned them into this little episode. So if you want to learn about movement breaks, stay tuned because this is the perfect episode for you, and I'm going to help you introduce these into your classroom this year. And trust me, you will be thanking me for helping you introduce these because they are game changers, especially for classroom and behavior management. So before we dive in, I thought I would answer the question that I'm asked the most, and this is, what are movement breaks? So basically, a movement break is exactly what it says on the tin. It's a break that you take that gets you moving. And they are fantastic for encouraging your students to take a break, get up and move around a little bit. This is really helpful for helping them to re-engage their mind, help them get refocused and get back to work or move on to another work activity. And the next most popular question that I get asked is, why? Why should I use movement breaks with my students? I never had movement breaks when I was in school. And this is the beauty of education, my friends. Things are changing every day in our classrooms and school systems all around the world. And that sounds frightening, but it can actually be a really good and positive thing. It is so exciting to see all the new fantastic resources, activities, curriculums, and teaching tools that are available for us to use with our students. And movement breaks are one of these new and exciting strategies. So first of all, let me just say that movement breaks are not just for young kids. They are for anyone and everyone. So you can join in as well, and your students will have even more fun if you take a break and join in with them too. And of course, adults can really benefit from these movement breaks too. Let me help you imagine a scenario. Have you ever gone on a training course and you've been sat in one spot for hours? You haven't had a break. The first hour, you're really engaged. You're listening, you're focused, you're taking in all the information that's being given to you. But after the first hour, you can feel your eyes are probably starting to glaze over. Half hour later, and you're looking for your watch or a clock on the wall. And you're probably starting to think to yourself, what time is it? How long do we have left of this session? What time did she say our coffee break was? And while you're thinking of these things, you're not thinking about the course. Your attention is no longer on the training or what notes you're taking, what's being said or shared with you. It's all about your upcoming coffee break. So you are missing out on valuable information and you're not paying attention because you may not necessarily be bored, but your mind is bored. You're frustrated. You need to get up and just move around. Your brain needs to move to get refocused again. And that, my friends, is the beauty of a movement break. It's the perfect opportunity to help you get up, get moving, and this helps you to get re-engaged and get back to work. Now, another thing that I hear a lot of teachers say that they worry about is that their students won't want to do movement breaks. They think they may be too old or too cool to be doing movement breaks. Maybe they just don't even enjoy exercising. And honestly, all kids think they're too cool for us. That's just the way they are. But you can tailor your movement breaks to suit different ages and abilities as well. And there are so many great resources out there, and some of the best ones can actually be found on YouTube. And you can mix them up so that you're using different movement breaks every day so your students don't get bored. But it also means you can cater easily for different age groups. If you have a student who is adamant that they are not going to join in with your movement break, have them do something else instead. It's not the option of movement break or continue sitting. You need to get them up and moving. So ask them to walk around the classroom 3 times or to change seats to the opposite side of the classroom. You can even send them to the toilet. It's just a way to get them up from their desk, moving around and being able to recharge their brain. Now, moving on to the best bit, which is the benefits of movement breaks. There are so many benefits from using movement breaks that I honestly don't know where to start. I love to keep my podcast episodes shorter because I know how tough it can be to try and find time to listen to lengthy podcasts. So I was trying to keep this in mind when I was thinking of all the amazing benefits from using movement breaks. So I decided that I would limit myself to 5 of my favorite benefits that come from using movement breaks with your students. And here they are. Number 1 is physical exercise. So many of our students do not like exercising, or they don't have the chance to exercise. And we all know how important it is that we are exercising and moving around throughout the day. Movement breaks are the perfect opportunity to introduce some exercise and movement into your daily classroom routine. Number 2, movement breaks are fun. I know this probably doesn't sound like a very educational benefit, but movement breaks are a lot of fun. And by joining in, you are having fun with your students as well. And this is when they're going to relate to you more because they're seeing you as another human being having fun with them, rather than a teacher just standing at the front of the class and reading off instructions all day to them. Movement breaks also provide the perfect opportunity to work on building trust and relationships. And you all know how much I go on and on about how important it is to have those trusting and positive relationships with your students. Number 3, researchers say that movement helps to increase the flow of oxygen and blood. And if researchers have spent time looking into this and come up with this outcome, then I'm on board because we know with the increase of flowing oxygen and blood, our students are going to have their focus improved. They'll be more productive and it can even help to reduce stress levels as well. Number 4, the burning of energy. I know you have got to be kidding with me if you say you didn't want to find a way to help some of your students burn off that energy that they're boiling up with. Did you ever see that TV advert as a kid with the Energizer Bunny, who was basically powered by batteries that lasted forever? And he was just running around and bouncing around all the time, never getting tired or worn out. That can be some of our students. So finding a way to help them burn off some of that energy that they're trying to contain inside themselves when they're sat at a desk is going to be super beneficial. Movement breaks allow your students to get up, move around and burn off some of that energy and then get ready to work again. Number 5, movement breaks can still be educational. Having a movement break does not mean your students will be stopping learning. In fact, it's the opposite. You can still learn. You can use movement breaks to continue your learning. You can use number movement breaks and counting or work on animal movements. You can even incorporate your theme or targets your students are working on into your movement breaks. They are so easy to make educational for your students. So now that you've heard my 5 top benefits, you're probably thinking that you are really interested in putting some movement breaks into your schedule this school year. And if so, I promise you will not regret it. So what are some ways that you can include movement breaks in your classroom? Well, I thought I would share some of the ways that we use movement breaks that work really well for us. And you can try these out and they may work really well for you too. So number 1 are movement break flashcards. This has probably always been the most popular option with my students. I have these little round flashcards with a range of movement breaks on, like jumping in the air, crossing your arms, tapping your feet, spinning around. You get the idea. Lots of little exercises. and I've stuck them on top of lollipop sticks so they look like giant lollipops. And I put 5 to 6 of them on my desk every day in my movement break jar. When it comes to the time for movement break, I select a student who was working really hard that I can compliment, and then they can come and choose which movement break we all do as a class. It's just a fun way to involve my students in the process of choosing what to do, as well as another opportunity for me to praise my students for the work that they're doing. And I actually have these available for you guys as well, so I'll link them in the show notes for you to check out. Number 2 is yoga, and you won't believe how much my students love yoga. It's crazy. Even I was shocked at how well the yoga sessions go. We do this in the corner of our classroom or out in the hall where we have more room. And we do a sequence of 5 different yoga poses as part of our movement break. So I will hold up images of the yoga pose to do, and then all of our staff members demonstrate the pose, and then my students copy it. And again, I have these available for you guys as well, so I'll link to them in the show notes too. And finally, number 3 is YouTube. Now, I know some schools can't access YouTube, but you could always access it at home, download the videos or the songs, and then take them into school to use this way. Some of our favourite movement break songs from YouTube are Shake Your Sillies Out by The Learning Station, Stand Up and Sit Down by Patty Shukla, Jump by Patty Shukla, Shake and Move by Patty Shukla, and the Count to 100 fitness song. I really recommend trying these out on YouTube. My students love them and we all do them together. They're a lot of fun and they're so easy to fit into your daily schedule. And I will link to these in the show notes as well to make it easier for you to access. So I hope you found this podcast episode all about movement breaks helpful. Let me know if you have any more questions about movement breaks. You can either contact me through social media, comment on this podcast episode on our website, or send me an email at contact@teachingautism.co.uk. Also, don't forget to head over and sign up to our mailing list so you get first news of all the things going on here at Teaching Autism and access to a huge free resource library. And of course, if you enjoy listening to our podcast, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you will get first news when episodes are released for you to listen to first. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.